Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the 22nd installment on page 151 in the book Wisdom for the Devoted. There's two chapters. The chapters are a little bit longer. The first chapter is How Can I Quench Your Thirst While You Are the Lord of the Worlds? It's a couple pages. And then the longer chapter is On Repentance. Is the second chapter. We'll open with the Fatiha and then we'll bring in the light of the prophets and then we'll go into the reading. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين لا إله إلا الله لا Setting the intention that listening to words of the guide brings us into an alignment and a resonance with the guide's consciousness. So letting ourselves go underneath the language itself and even the concepts to the essential radiation of essence that's being transmitted, letting the deeper understandings to open within one's heart, inshallah. Page 151. How can I quench your thirst while you are the Lord of the worlds? Abu Huraira narrated that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, "On the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, 'O child of Adam, I was sick, but you did not visit me.' The child of Adam will answer, 'O my Lord, how could I visit you while you are the Lord of the worlds?' Allah will say, 'Did not you know that my worshipper so-and-so was sick? And you did not visit him? And were you not aware that had you visited him, you would have found me with him?' O child of Adam, I asked you for food, but you did not feed me. The child of Adam will ask, 'O Lord, how could I have fed you while you were the Lord of the worlds?' And Allah will say, 'Did not you know that so-and-so was hungry? If you had fed him, you would have found your reward with me.' O child of Adam, I was thirsty, but you did not quench my thirst. The child of Adam will ask, 'O Lord, how could I have quenched your thirst while you are the Lord of the world?' Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, so and so was thirsty, but you did not quench his thirst. And if you had done so, you would have found your reward with me. This hadith was reported by Muslim. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am Allah and there is no God but me. I am the owner of all the dominion and I am the sovereign of death. And the hearts of all the leaders are in my hand. If people obey me, I change the hearts of their leaders to be merciful and gentle toward them. And if they disobey me, I transform the hearts of their leaders to be full of anger and violence, and they cause them severe suffering. So do not be invoking Allah against the leaders, but busy yourselves with the remembrance of Allah. And I shall do what is appropriate with your leaders. This hadith was reported by Abu Naim and was narrated by Abu Adarda, radiallahu anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, truly Allah does not change the condition of a people until they change what is in their selves. Quran 13:11. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, also says, and the book of deeds will be placed open, and you will see the wrongdoers fearful of that which is inscribed within it, and they will say, woe to us. What kind of a book is this that leaves out neither the small nor the great, but has enumerated everything? And they will find what they did present before them, and your Lord will wrong no one. Quran 18:49. On repentance. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a door for doing good opens to someone, let him take advantage of it, for he can never know when it will close. O beloveds, take your chance and take advantage of the door of life so long as it is open, for it closes soon enough. And take advantage of doing good deeds as long as you are able to do them, and take your chance to repent and enter through the door of repentance, as long as it is opened to you. And make use of the door of supplication as long as it is open for you, and take your chance to accompany the righteous as long as their doors are opened to you. O beloveds, rebuild what you have ruined and purify yourself of your sins. Rectify what you have corrupted and clean what you have soiled. Return what you have stolen and return to your guardian protector. Mighty and lofty is he, for he is the one who sustains your existence and you are the one who tries to escape from him. O beloveds, there is no absolute existence except the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, if you are with the Creator, realize that you are his servant. And if you are with the creation, realize that you are a slave to the creation. There are no more words to say to you until you remove the wild and arid desert from your heart and leave the creation. Do you not know that he who pursues the real, subhanahu wa ta'ala, leaves the multiplicity? Because he realizes that everything is a veil between him and Allah. And that if he stops with anything, he is veiled from Allah by that very thing. O lover, do not be lazy, because the lazy one is always deprived, and he has the bitterness of regret in his throat. Enhance your deeds, because the real Subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with life in this world and in the final world. O Allah, please let us be among those who follow your rules and surrender to your demands in treating others kindly, and in being polite with everyone, and in maintaining the limits of that which is permitted by you, and avoiding what you have prohibited. O lover, direct yourself toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincerity and honesty and faith, and devote yourself to supplication, because he says, and when my worshippers ask you about me, so know that I am near. I answer the call of the caller when he calls me, so let them respond to me and believe in me, so that they might be rightly guided. Quran 2, 186. Do not invoke Allah with your tongue while there is an objection in your heart, because on the day of judgment, every human being will remember what they did of good and evil while they were in the lower world. No regret will be of any benefit then. It will not be of any benefit for you to remember only today and to forget that tomorrow you will die. This would be just like remembering that you did not plant the seeds well and did not take care of the soil. That remembrance will be of no benefit at the time of harvest. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said the lower world is the farm of the final world. Therefore, whoever plants something good in this world will cultivate joy, and whoever plants something evil, he will cultivate regret. When death comes to you and you become conscious of what you should have done, it will not be of any benefit. O Allah, make us vigilant and conscious, and not in the slumber of the heedlessness and ignorance of you. Ameen. O beloveds, if you befriend the evil ones, you will begin to suspect the righteous ones. So walk under the shadow of Allah's book and under the shadow of the sunnah of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you will prosper. O beloveds, be truly modest in front of Allah, and do not be heedless, because your time is passing quickly. You are busy gathering that which will not benefit you, and you wish for that which you cannot attain. And you build houses you will not inhabit. And all this veils you from being truly present with your Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The remembrance of Allah shadows the hearts of the Gnostics and overtakes them so that they forget everything. When this happens, the garden, which was lost in the time of Adam, becomes their abode. And the promised garden in this world is contentment with Allah's decree and a heart in proximity to Allah, who speaks intimately with him. And the veil between the servant and his Lord is lifted. In this case, the heart becomes calm with the real in its retreat, regardless of his state, without claiming any likeness to the Lord, because there is nothing like him, and he is the hearing and the seeing. 42:11. The promised garden, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises the believer, is to see his noble face without veils. There is no doubt that all good and all evil is with Allah. The good is in traveling toward him, and the evil is in turning away from him. Every action for which you wish a reward belongs to you, but every action you do for the face of Allah belongs to him. If you act and ask for a reward in return, you are rewarded with a created thing. But if you act for the sake of Allah, your reward will be proximity to him and seeing him, and then you will not pursue a reward for your actions in this lower world or in the final world. For what could you add to Allah that is not him? Pursue the one who bestows grace, but do not pursue grace for the sake of grace. Ask about the neighbor before you ask about the house. For Allah is the one who was before everything, but he transcends everything, and he is the one who fashions everything. Always remember death. Be patient with affliction. Rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every situation, because if you have these three attributes, the remembrance of death, patience with affliction, and reliance on Allah, your asceticism will be authentic when the angel of death comes. And with patience, you will attain what you really want in this lower world and in the next. What is better than the guardian protector? If you are close to him, comfort will always come to you from all directions, as well as protection and provision. Your guardian protector preserves you from all sides until no created thing has power over you. He will protect you from every direction and close all the doors until you come to be among those of whom Allah says, "Truly, you, Iblis, have no power over my worshippers, save those of the deviants who will follow you." 15:42. Because how could the evil one have any power over one who professes the unity of Allah and lives accordingly, who does not have any hypocrisy in dealing with people? The final judgment comes at the end and not at the beginning. The beginning is silent, but at the end, the judgment goes forth. A sincere person is the sovereign of his own heart outwardly and within of his inmost secret. It is rare to find one of the sincere people with both inner and outer power over the dominion. Therefore, be hidden in your state until you are complete and your heart reaches your Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when you've arrived and are complete, do not care about your state, whether it manifests or remain hidden, because you then realize that people are like trees, and their praising and blaming does not matter to you, and neither does their coming to you or turning away from you matter to you. You become their builder and destroyer, and you control them with permission from their creator. He gives you the power to tie and untie, and he reflects your signature, signed by the hand of your heart, by the mark on the hand of your secret. There are no words of sound reasoning deemed appropriate here. Do not be overzealous. Are you blind? Seek someone to lead you in the way because you are ignorant. Pursue the one who will teach you. And when you find him, do not let go of him, but accept his teaching and opinion. Take him as a guide for you on the right path. And if you arrive on the right path, remain there until knowledge is actualized in you. Then those who are needy will seek your abode, and you will become the food of the poor and the meek. Chivalry is to keep the secret of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to have good manners in dealing with people. Where are you? You who are in pursuit of the real and in being content only with him and nothing else. Have you not heard that Allah says, some of you want the lower world and some of you want the final world. And he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, says, those who call upon their Lord morning and evening seeking his face. 652. If you have good fortune, the zealous hand will snatch you from everything other than Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will take you to the door of proximity to the real, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, in such ordeals, the protection belongs to Allah alone, the truth, 1844. If this is completed in you, both the lower world and the final world will serve you without harm or effort. Knock at the door of the real, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and be steady and standing at his door. If you are constantly present, all of your thoughts will become clear, and you will know which thoughts are from yourself and which thoughts are from the desire for the lower world, and which thoughts are from the heart, and which thoughts are from Iblis, and which thoughts are from the angels. And certainly will come to you, this is the thought of the real, and this is the thought of falsehood. You will know every thought by its quality. When you reach the station, inspiration comes to you from the real, and he disciplines you, makes you firm and steadfast. He will cause you to stand when he wills, to sit when he wills, and he will move you when he wills, and stop you when he wills. And he will command and prohibit you. O beloveds, do not ask for more or less or to advance or delay. Allah's decree encompasses each of you individually. Each of you has a unique record and history book. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your Lord has finished determining creation, provision, and lifespan. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the pen has dried having written what has been. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed, and his decree preceded everything. Nonetheless, the judgment came to veil the people from their fate and to give them rulings concerning what is commanded and prohibited and what is abiding. And it is not permissible for anyone to argue that his fate was decided. Rather, he should say, as the Quran demands, he cannot be questioned about what he does, but they will be questioned. 21:23. O beloveds, act in accordance with what is apparent and in accordance with darkness, veiling the light, so that he may bring you to work in accordance with what is hidden in this regard. If you act in accordance with what is apparent, then the understanding of what is hidden will come to you. First, your secret understands, then your heart instructs yourself, and yourself instructs your tongue, and your tongue instructs the creation with what will benefit them and their affairs. Blessed are you in conformity with the real and in love with Him. And woe to you if you claim to love Allah without fulfilling love's obligations. Among the obligations of loving Him is obedience to Him within yourself and with others, peace with Him, and not with anything except Him, and joyful intimacy with Him. When the love of Allah enters the heart of a worshipful servant, he finds intimacy with Him and dislikes everything that keeps him away from Him. Repent from false claims, because this arrival is not reached by wishing and by hypocrisy or pretense. Repent. Repent and be firm and steadfast in your repentance, because this arrival is not achieved by beginning repentance, but is achieved by constant repentance. This arrival is not achieved by planting the seeds, but by constantly caring for them until they bear fruit. O lover, stay obedient to the real subhanahu wa ta'ala during times of adversity and hardship, poverty and wealth, severity and prosperity, sickness and health, good and evil, and with receiving and withholding. I see no other healing for you except in surrender to the real subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever He decrees for you, do not separate yourself from Him, and do not fight with Him or reproach Him to someone else, because if you do, surely your hardship will intensify. Therefore, be silent and tranquil. Remain with Him between His hands. Observe what your Lord moves within you, and you will be relieved by what He makes outside of you. If you remain in this way with Him without disobedience and separation, you will remain intimate with Him. You will truly see He is one and feel happy with Him. O Allah, please let us feel your majestic proximity and be with you always. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the final world, and shield us from the suffering of the fire. Quran 2, 201. Alhamdulillah, that brings us to page 159, and inshallah, next recording, we'll pick up that next chapter. As-salamu alaykum.